Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jay. How may I assist you today?
Yes, I just got my monthly statement from my bank, and there is a charge. It says for you guys for $59.89, and I never ordered anything from you, and I never received anything from you.
To better assist you on locating an account, may I get your zip code, please?
44883.
Thank you for that. And your name?
Susan Crispin, Crispen.
Thank you for that. Give me one second while I try and locate that account. I believe I've located an account for security purposes. Can you please verify the address?
711 East Township Road, 122, Tiffin, Ohio, 44883.
Yeah, I'm showing a Fremont address, ma'am.
No, I've lived at this address for 3 months now.
And could the account have a different address on there?
There's no address on the account, on my statement.
No, ma'am, I was asking if you could have had a different address put down on the order form that was an address prior to the one that you're at that's
740,
been.
740 County Road 212, lot 37.
Thank you for that. Now, do show where you were charged $59.89 for the BiteSub meal plan app, which I do show the app does focus on how to use real food to boost your energy and
I
cut.
never ordered that. I never ordered that. I'm not interested in that.
So you don't remember doing a questionnaire or a survey that might have prompted
No.
you to or led you to placing that order with us initially?
No.
Yeah, so you're saying that this order was fraudulently placed, ma'am? Is that correct?
Yes, fraudulently, yes.
Okay, give me one second. Let me see if I can get you transferred over to a fraud account specialist so that they can further assist you. Hold on.
For a meal plan. Yeah. That's abbreviation, bruh. That he says for a meal
And I'll
plan.
get you transferred over
Anyway.
to a fraud account specialist right now.